I've never seen Bill Left so enthralled in the conversation that I was
having. Oh, my God.
Is he still here?
What a great discussion we just had in the studio.
Listen, I like to hog Steve Dale and get his expert advice before we turn it to the listeners. Right. I don't want to hog
You said hog because I'm kosher? No, I'm not kosher
anyway.
No, I'm not. I saw the opportunity before Bill jumped in. And
No, Bill was coloring.
90% of the discussion was about the bathroom habits of Wendy's dog.
Yeah, but when you have a puppy and there's issues for a while and you flip through a bunch of foods, which I was talking about, all the news, the FDA issued this warning that grain-free foods can cause something cardiomyopathy.
Good. Dilated cardiomyopathy. Very
where it's an enlarged heart. And so
that's bad.
9 out of 10 people, it seems, have been feeding their animals grain-free foods because it became all the rage.
It did, but you know what? It's not 9 out of 10. In reality, it seems that way because everyone on the internet seems to be saying, or did say, grain-free, grain-free, and it was a marketing thing.
Yeah, because dogs eat grain.
So I'll tell you the same thing I told you, Wendy, is that we don't know that grain-free is good, but we do know it can potentially be bad. And we don't know that there's any benefit to having a grain-free diet, if that makes sense.
Yes. And
so we have to learn more.
And I've also read that most dogs are more have more sensitivities to chicken than they do grains. Which
actually, that's true.
Well, so look at all
the
dog foods.
So there's the misconceptions.
So many dog foods, chicken is the main ingredient.
Yeah, yeah.
Got to go venison.
Most dogs are fine with chicken. I mean, it's a small percent that have any problem with chicken. We don't know about the grain-free thing. The grain-free causing this kind of heart disease called dilated cardiomyopathy, we don't know if there's a breed-specific tendency, whether there's some other genetic something that may occur in the background of these dogs that precipitates that. Nobody yet knows. It's being studied.
All right, Steve, give us your Emmy picks.
Already, isn't it?
It is.
Steve and I are having an all-kitty party. Only kitties are allowed to come to
our party. That would be a great idea to do at the Windy Kitty Cat Cafe, a place where you hang out, I believe, on a regular basis.
I'm always there.
I know it.
I've not
seen you yet there, but,
I'm way in the back.
Yeah, way in the back. way in the back.
The back alley.
Hiding in a litter box, perhaps.
Yes.
But I've got good news about the Windy Kitty Cat Cafe.
What is it, Steve?
Funny thing you brought that up.
Yes.
Because they are doing amazing things. So since they've begun, they've said, okay, we're going to adopt out cats from animal care and control. Well, for every cat they adopt out, in a sense, it saves two cats because that allows for more space. So the cat they bring in and adopt out, now there's another space at the city's municipal shelter. Now, that's always a good thing, but it's been a great thing this summer because for reasons I cannot explain, I wish I could, maybe you can, it seems that cats are having more fun this summer reproducing. I do not know why. Could be the weather. Might be something in the air. I don't know.
Right.
But they're doing a very good job at that. So that means there are even more kittens. So Windy Kitty Cat Cafe said, okay, let's build a kitten nursery. The problem with little kittens is they need a lot of attention.
They're so cute.
Yes, but they need 24/7 care right after they're born if there is no mom around.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there is a mom around, sometimes there isn't. And when there isn't, how do you do that without the right facility to do that? So Windy Kitty Cat Cafe raised some money to build something, but they're not there yet. They want to save more kittens. And I'll tell you, this lady, Jenny Tyner, who runs Windy Kitty Cat Cafe, has done an incredible job. She is saving cats. She's now saving these little teeny, itty-bitty, very cute, you're right, kittens. And it's not an easy thing to do. It's quite a commitment to make. She's made it, and it is incredibly helpful because at Animal Control, they really don't have the staff and the facility to care for them. Foster families do, so if you want to foster cats or kittens, they need more of them.
Mm-hmm.
However, they need more of them. So here's a way in which all at once kittens can be saved. So please help them out. I've got a piece on my blog with a direct link. It's stevedale.tv. TV for further information. And I hope people do help them out. I'm trying to get them some corporate support.
Steve, what is your theory on why the cats are more amorous this summer as opposed to others? What's going on? Is it the Ariana Grande music?
And can I add on that? Is it wild stray feral cats, or are they people who own these cats and don't fix them and let them outside?
It's the former for the most part. So the good news is we are keeping our cats indoors more than ever before.
Right.
Bill's doing that.
Yep.
You know, people are doing that all over the city.
I never let my cat out when I had him because I couldn't sleep if he didn't come home.
And they wouldn't, or they could get hit by a car.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
But people have this fallacy that cats don't get. They're meeting on the internet. They're hooking up for what they think is just one quick night of fun. And then the price
look what
you
happened.
Pay is, yeah.
Yeah. That's what happens. They're induced ovulators, which means they literally breed like rabbits do.
Yep.
So once they've had a litter, they're ready. Once that litter is raised, which is pretty quickly,
get another one going.
They are ready.
Really?
That's
not good for the mama cats.
Well, that's what cats do, and they don't need the health insurance.
They need another purpose in life. They need to up their self-esteem and
hit the nail on the head,
not give themselves away so easily,
so to speak. However, to answer your question, so people are keeping their cats indoors, and for those owners which is most people now, that keep their cats indoors, they are spayed and neutered. If they're not, you deserve to
live with what
you have.
The people are, or the cats are?
I believe.
The cats are.
Some people maybe.
Is there a cat deterrent? Because I don't want to name names, but there's a cat in our neighborhood. Let's just say that, and it keeps coming
Harvey?
Up on my porch.
The cat's name you don't want to name?
No, I don't want it on my porch.
In case the cat's listening.
You never know.
So what do you do to prevent that, Steve?
Well, you can get the couple things you could try to do. So people
air
try.
Horn.
That's just my mouth. get out of here.
That's not what I had in mind.
Oh,
no.
What did you think?
I don't want to complain. People can let their cats do what they want, but keep them away from my house.
But, you know, so there
on
are
the
lots,
porch.
Lots and lots and lots of reasons why I want cats indoors. One of those reasons is it's safer for the cats. That's the most important reason. They really do get hit by cars, and people think they don't. They can be poisoned. They can get, by mistake even, eating something that they should not eat. Cats don't always know better. They can be attacked by stray dogs. They could be attacked by other
coyotes.
Cats that are out there. Absolutely. Coyotes, you know. So they are far better off. We know they're going to live longer indoors, and they won't get hit by a car if they're indoors.
And they won't go on my porch.
But, but that's the other thing. So cats outside do eat things, and sometimes those things are birds, you know, and I don't want that to happen. In addition, I don't want them pooping on people's porches. That's not right. So if you let Kona out roaming the neighborhood, people would, I hope, complain.
Yeah.
And you would never do that because it's wrong. Why do we think differently with domestic cats? I don't quite understand that. Now, about keeping the cat out off your porch, I have some ideas. So, and I bet the listeners do too. So one idea, people have tried all these sorts of things. This idea I heard on the Bill Luft show, and that is to go, you weren't there then.
The late night show?
Very late night.
Yeah, this passive-aggressive relationship.
Yeah.
Very, very, very late night. It was to...
Was this on my syndicated show, Rock Track, that I have?
Yes.
On satellite?
You got to bring that back.
I have that. That's a fun show.
It was so
much
fun.
Boz Skaggs was on last week, Wendy. Said to say hello to you.
Is that the only guest you've ever had on?
Yeah.
That was
on every week.
That was the lowdown.
Yeah.
And what he said is, get some wolf urine.
Oh, get some wolf urine.
Do you have any, Bill?
Yeah, I got some.
Can you spot me some?
Yeah, I'll bring some
and
in.
And the good news is that will keep some cats away.
Now,
the
mine
bad
is
news,
from Wolf Blitzer. Is that good news or bad news?
That's not what I meant.
He came to a party at my house, and things did not go well.
What, do you collect DNA from people when they come to your parties?
Sometimes.
Don't go to a Bill Luft party.
I haven't. Never been invited to one myself.
Right, here we go.
You won't even let me play tennis with you.
So how about like aluminum foil or something to scare them?
Yeah, would that work?
Maybe not.
No. How about I'll just tell the neighbor?
You know, it really does work better than the wolf urine because then it rains and the urine goes away, you know? Or better than aluminum foil. People have set up like balloons, and if the cat bursts the balloon, the cat will get scared away.
Oh,
and
I
their house
that
looks very festive.
Yeah.
But a better idea is a scarecrow.
It's a scarecrow, Wendy.
Yeah.
It's on my front porch?
Well, let me explain.
I've got Ray Bolger's number.
Hold on. Was he on Rock Tracks ever?
Boz Skaggs brought
What's
him in
What's his
one
favorite Boz Skaggs song?
He loves them all. Heart of Mine, he said, is his favorite one.
1981.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I'm talking about the sprinkler called the Scarecrow.
What's that?
It's a sprinkler with an invisible eye. And what it does is it sees motion. It has a motion detector.
I'm going to use that for Jimmy Mac when he comes home late. Oh, my God. Would that be funny?
That would be great.
And it's like, yeah, it's like that Three Stooges thing where they put a bucket of water over the door.
Yeah.
Except this is a sprinkler with a motion detector. So anything, whether it be deer or a porcupine or a Jimmy Mac comes and walks by and it detects
up.
Movement, it goes, psh.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, where do we get that? Sprayed. Scarecrow sprinkler.
Uh-huh. At True Value Hardware stores, I believe. And online and where products like that are sold.
I'm going to Handy Andy later, Wendy. I'll pick one up for you.
I'm serious. This really, it's like $39.99.
I dated
like that.
A guy named Handy Andy in high school.
Know why.
It was much different.
I don't
want to
know
thought.
Why. All right, we'll take a quick break. And then we
have
noted pet expert Steve Daly sitting right over there.
I am.
Crazy not to talk to him. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Beautiful.
That's all I have to say.
Noted pet expert Steve Dale is with us. He's on Facebook. He's on Twitter. Steve Dale.
He's on Lithium.
Pet World.
But yeah, something like on Twitter, Steve Dale Pets, I believe. But on Facebook, you could find me and join my fan page. It's a party.
What? In what way is it a party, Steve?
We talk pets all the time.
Oh, all
we
right.
talk See, fun things.
I watch a lot of
That's
your videos.
Yes, you
I
do.
I listen
Thank
to your
you.
Show on Sunday mornings. I, you know.
You and my mom.
When you're an animal lover, I listen with your mom.
I'm in trouble. Oh, no.
Why?
I forgot to tell my mom I was going to be on with you.
Oh,
Can
Steve.
We do this all again?
No. Call her.
Oh.
Just call her real quick.
Now?
Yeah. Call her up.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
I'm a pet lover, so I follow all your stuff. Bill just is a Steve Dale lover.
Big
so,
fan.
You know.
I'm not so
Big
sure.
Big fan.
All right, so Animal Welfare League is
yes.
going through some issues.
Yeah, you know, and to be honest with you, it's like, what do? You know, I try to help. I'm trying to help.
You've always tried to help.
Well, thank you, but I mean, it's a mess there. And, you know, I'm torn as a journalist. I mean, I want to report these things, but if I'm going to do harm to the facility and to the public image more, I don't want to do that. On the other hand, people have a right to know what's happening there, and you can't rectify. You know, the thing I don't understand about Animal Welfare League is so many, including the village, Charles Lipinski, the congressman, I mean, Dan Lipinski, thank you, have all reached out and said, I want to help in some way, shape, or form. Other animal shelters, so the expertise, and I'm not talking about political help, I am talking political help, public officials have offered to help, but also expertise from other facilities, and they've turned down everything, and I don't know why. So instead, I do know why. Instead of saying,
we need
help, their board has said we're just circling the wagons. And instead of becoming transparent, we're going to do the opposite of that. And it's really unfortunate. And I...
What does the
it
Animal
makes me very
Welfare
sad.
League do?
They're an open intake facility. And that's a very, very good question. They serve the south side of Chicago.
Chicago Ridge is their location.
In an underserved area, and they are also in Chicago Ridge. Now, so they have two locations. Being an open intake facility, they take everything. If they did not, they're heroes, really, because if they did not take everything, the Chicago Animal Care and Control Facility would be even more overwhelmed than they already are. So we've historically, for like 70 years, have had Animal Welfare League to lean on to help us. That they provide low-cost spay-neuter and a lot of other services.
Like veterinary services for people who can't otherwise afford it.
Yes, they've been wonderful. But we are now in the year 2018, and you have to... I believe it is the humane thing to do to apply standards to today's standards, not standards of 50 years ago. And they're not currently, to my knowledge, doing that. And the thing that confuses me is they're not accepting help because so many want to help.
That seems silly.
It does. We want them. We want the Animal Welfare League, and I'm not alone, to be operating the way it should be, and whether it be Chicago Ridge as a community and their trustees and mayor who have done everything they've could to try to help and they're being pushed away, or whether it be Dan Lipinski, or whether it be other shelters in the Chicago area and rescues, that have reached out. And I hope they're bored. You know, when these things happen, we talked about Treehouse just over a year ago and the mess that was over. It all falls on these boards of directors, you know?
And I'm looking at every adoptable pet at the Animal Welfare League, and they're all the Staffordshire Terriers, which are
the pit bull type dogs. But, poor little things. It's the same way at Chicago Animal Care and Control. And if you go to the website of Pittsburgh or New York City or Dallas or name the city,
the unloved pets, that's just making me sad.
Yeah, and they all look the same or similar. They really do. But I've got good news.
Okay.
I know that it's going to be tough here, and probably the management of the radio station will close down the station on October 20th because it is Cures for Cats Day. Woo! That is so exciting. So the
what does that mean?
The Wynn Feline.
We finally found a cure for cats, Steve?
No, that's not right.
Oh.
The Wynn Feline Foundation has said, and of course, as you know, they support funding for cat health studies.
Are you on the board of that place?
I am on the board of that place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good board. I've been on their board for, I think, 13 years. They fund research into cat health, anything and everything. For 50 years, we've learned about cat health from vaccines they get to the food they do eat to everything we know about cats, whether they be shelter cats or whether they be those outdoor community cats or owned cats, whether they be pedigree cats, the purebred cats,
right,
like the Maine Coon cats, or whether they are wonderful,
good.
Or ragdoll cats or Siamese or mixed breed cats, which most cats are. We have learned all those things, everything from the Wynn Feline Foundation, and to celebrate that and to celebrate cats, October 20th is Cures for Cats Day. Now, if you give $2.
Some of the stores already have their decorations up, Wendy. Can you believe it?
What are the decorations?
Cats!
Poor cats.
Oh, yeah, cats and kidney disease in cats.
Yep.
So we know that as cats age...
Big cans of kidney beans? What? Yeah.
As cats age, they are more likely to have renal problems. And in fact, it is incredibly common in older cats. So our cats are living longer than ever before, but they are suffering kidney disease. So for every dollar raised, or $2... the Wynn Feline Foundation, up to a total of $50,000, will match funds.
Wow.
Yeah, will match funds so we could better understand kidney disease in cats. For more, you can go to my website or the Wynn Feline Foundation, W-I-N-N, felinefoundation.org.
Always a pleasure.
It is my pleasure. What? What?
Glad to hear that. That's good news.
He's Steve Dale.
Our next mayor. Steve's
expert.
Our next mayor, Wendy. I'm predicting
that.
I'm predicting
the
mayor
that.
Of cats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Actually, we're going to do a community forum with one of the candidates for mayor. And we're talking, we're bringing in animal experts. He asked for this. He wants a listening session with all of these experts and veterinarians and people that work at animal shelters around Chicago.
Which candidate? Can
Paul
you tell
Vallis.
Us? Oh, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, yeah. Yes,
he loves the animals. So do you.
Yep. Thank you, noted pet expert Steve Dale.
So you know
Steve
who
Dale.
Gets my vote.
Yep.
It's a
we figured it out. Yep. We figured it out. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. We appreciate it.
A quick break. Some news. More show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.